than anything else. I just want to give the Holy Spirit the opportunity to do some things today that I think most of us have been desiring, asking Him to do, especially over the last couple of weeks. If today you're feeling different, not uncomfortable, but different, this whole thing, it's because the Holy Spirit's doing something we've talked about for a long time. He's doing something unprecedented. Maybe this is the first time you've ever been in a service like this, or in our service, and this is taking place. You're going, this is different. If you look deep enough, you'll go, it's different, but it's not weird or spooky. It's just different. And the Holy Spirit's doing something unprecedented. He's never done it before. You see, the Holy Spirit doesn't work off a blueprint or a map. He doesn't say, this is the way we did it before, this is the way we're going to do it again. He doesn't even know what a cookie cutter is. Everything is brand new every time He does something with you. And I know that some of you, there's this desire for God to take whatever's going on right now and to bring it to completion, and to give it some definition, and to give it some clarity. We use a word in psychology today called closure. Closure is the end of something. The Holy Spirit wants to just open up something in us. He doesn't want to bring it to a conclusion. He wants to open it as a new beginning. And I just want to give you a couple of words that I feel very, very, very encouraged to give you today. I have my cup from last week. Last week, we handed everybody a cup, and we were using the illustration of cup that represents our lives, and how that we want the Holy Spirit to fill this cup. That we don't have any conflict, that's what He wants to do, but sometimes the transition between what I want, what I know God wants, and it happening is a little tough. And we've used some words that make a lot of sense to us in the natural, that, you know what, if I'm going to drink out of this cup, first of all, it has to have something in it, but before it has to have something in it, it must be empty, and before it can be empty and I'm going to use it, it needs to be clean. And we've talked about it being clean, and it talked about it being empty, and we've used some illustrations over the last couple of weeks, but today, I want to be in a position where God can fill this cup. I want to be in a position where I'll receive what He has for me in a very dynamic way. I want to be real careful not to use words that put you in a corner or define it in such a way that He can't do something unprecedented. He can only do what I've limited to you verbally. So I want to take the lid off of that and let God define what He wants to do in your life and my life today, okay? But let me just give you a couple things that's going to make sense again. I told you that at my house, we take something out of the dishwasher, we put it up in the cupboard, it sits upside down like this, it's clean, it's empty, but when I want to pour something into this, I have to turn it right side up. The first thing we've got to do, if God's going to do something dynamic in our life, if He's going to fill us with His Holy Spirit, sometimes we use the comment, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if He's going to do something dynamic in our life, then we have to make sure that this cup is right side up. And you know what that just simply represents? We have to do the things that are right. We have to do and be right living. We have to be someone who's living a godly life, a good life. This isn't a perfect life. It never will be. There's only one person who ever walked the face of the earth that walked a perfect life, and that was Jesus Christ. But this is a forgiven life. You know, if you're not receiving, maybe it's because you're in contrast with what God's law says. And today, maybe all you need to do in turning this right side up so that God can do a million different things in your life is say, God, please forgive me. Clean me out from all this stuff and make me be someone who lives right. You know, the beautiful thing about stories that I've heard before, it wasn't my story, this didn't happen to me, but I've heard of people that they literally got saved, gave their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and in the same opportunity, the same situation, maybe in the same altar circumstance, they got filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That wasn't my experience, but many times that's happened. You don't have to wait. You put yourself in the position, living right. Because you see, it's kind of like your children or someone else. You know, if they're living against you, and if they're being just mean and ugly, are you going to grant them what they want? Of course not. We discipline our children for that. But when they act right, we just give them the world. We just open up all kinds of possibilities because we want to bless them. We want to do something good for them. We want to reward them. And God will do that if you'll put your cup in the right position. The other thing is I want to use a word that I hope it doesn't cause any confusion to you, but when we want to be recipients of what God wants to do, if we want the Holy Spirit to really do something dynamic, then we have to yield to the Holy Spirit. Now, that word is very important because it's not merging. We don't merge with the Holy Spirit. We yield to the Holy Spirit. I'm going to pretend like this is a two-lane road right here, okay? The problem is the two lanes are always going one direction, and when I want to merge into this traffic, there are two lanes here. And when I merge, I take my vehicle and I come into this first lane. And all the traffic's going, and now everybody's going the same way, but I'm cooperating, I'm going along with them, but you know, I just decided to merge with them. You know, that's a great picture. We want to all merge with God, but God says, you know what I want you to do is I want you to yield to me. Because the definition of yield is to surrender to a superior power or authority. Now let's pretend like this, there's only one lane and I'm over here. Everybody knows how that is. You want to get into that one lane. And you know what? There's a big sign that says yield. What it means is, you know, everybody's going this way. They've got the right of way. They're going, and you need to wait until it's clear, and then now you can get in behind them and follow them. I want to yield with the Holy Spirit. I don't want to merge. This isn't a cooperative thing. This is a God, I give you everything I have. And if we hold back anything, we're probably not going to receive all that we want. You know, if you ever, this is really kind of cool. When you got saved, when I got saved, the neat thing is that I asked the Lord to forgive me. He came into my life, and that was all to his glory, wasn't it? Because I can't do anything for that. I can't take any credit. I didn't earn it. I didn't deserve it. Regardless of how bad or good I was, I still needed Jesus, and he gave me his salvation. And you know what? God gets all the glory, but who gets blessed? I'm the one that got blessed. Instead of living in hell throughout eternity, I'm now going to live it in heaven. That's the way it goes. Those of you who've been healed, your bodies have been healed, touched by God. He gets all the glory because can you heal yourself? No. But he gets all the glory, but who gets the blessing? You do. And today, if you're going to be yielding to the Holy Spirit, guess what? It's God that's going to get the glory. So you know what? It's not about you. It's about him. When we start asking God to do something in our life, too often we're focused on us and what it'll do for us and what will happen in us. And what we need to do is just seek one thing and one thing only. And that's God the Father, because he is the one that makes it all happen. It's all to his glory. It's all to his glory. It's not about you. It's about him. Let me just give you one more step of instruction, and then I'm going to ask John and them to come back and just let the Lord just guide us today. What we simply need to do is ask. Many people don't receive what God has because they just don't ask. They're too busy asking questions. Am I in the right position? Have I done the right thing? Does God love me? Will this happen? Will it not happen? There again, the focus is on you. You need to just focus on God, because God is always in the position where he's looking to say yes. And today, if you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, if you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if it's been a long time since you felt the Holy Spirit moving in your heart, your life, today is the day that he can do something unprecedented in your life if you'll just simply ask. And we ask in faith. We ask in faith. Say, God, I really, really want you to do this, and I focus on you, and I believe you for that. You see, many of you are going to go to a restaurant not too long from now, and you can sit at that table all day long. And you know what? The waitress may come, and they'll take your order and everything, but if you want a refill, so to speak, you're going to have to ask for it. I mean, a good server will come up and ask you, and maybe this is a poor illustration, but most of the time, if you really want something, you're going to have to ask for it. Because, you know, back there, I understand, they have an endless supply of Dr. Pepper, which pleases me greatly. It is the drink of champions. And it's odd, but you know what? Unless I ask for it, I'm not going to get it. I'm going to encourage you in the next few moments. Man, God has just birthed something in your heart, even if it's just today, that you want so desperately. And you may not have any definition on it, but I'm going to ask you to just ask him. Because here's the deal, too often when it comes to the things of the Holy Spirit, we think it's a pass or fail. I'm going to pray, and if it doesn't happen, I'm a failure. Are you kidding me? Every day you show up at school and you ask again, you learn something, you get to be better, you get more educated, you become a student, and boom, 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 and then down the road somewhere it happens. Today, this isn't about what happens in this altar, how dynamic it'll be, how complete it'll be. It'll be that you ask in faith, and God does something dynamic with you. You've also noticed throughout this service, there's been this something bubbling up in you. Some of it you may describe it as, I'm a little curious what God wants to do. Some of you, you're just so eager, you can't wait for me to shut up so you can let God complete a work in you. Some of you are wondering what it means and where it'll take you. I'm going to ask you to forget trying to define all of those questions and just look for the answer in one place, and that is God's face. If you seek his face, He has so many beautiful things he wants to do for you today. There's some of you, you have wanted to just be filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues for so long, and I don't know what has prohibited that, but today is another opportunity for you to ask the Lord to do that. Some of you just need that encouragement. You need to feel the honest truth. You would look at me and say, Pastor Dave, I just want to feel him alive in me again. I just feel like there's this deadness in my spirit, and I want to feel alive again. I want to be able to pray and know that my prayers matter. I want to pray and know that he hears my heart. I want to know that what I'm doing is significant. This church thing isn't just something I'm supposed to do, but it's something I want to do because I connect with God. That's what he wants to do with you today. Father, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, I pray the next few moments, Lord, that you alone will be the only focus of what we do. And I pray that everyone who will be bold enough and courageous enough will take a stand, whether it's right there in their pew. Many of them will feel compelled to come to this altar and stand in the front of this sanctuary because it will signify a move on their part. It will just be a symbolic gesture of, God, I want to come and I want to be filled. I want the Holy Spirit to do something dynamic in me today. Some of them will come to this altar and say, oh God, I'm not living right. I need to turn my life right side up again, and I need to adhere to who you are. I need you to be my Lord and Savior again. And some of them, Lord, need to find that rebirth of hope and faith in their life. They need to be able to believe in who you are, because we live in a world that needs a God who is dynamic as we say that you are, and who is proven as you have always been, and is as present and real as you are this very moment. Pray, oh God, in the next few moments, you will do those things in our life, unprecedented things that only the Holy Spirit can do. We ask those things in Jesus' name. Amen. You stand to your feet. You join us in this worship chorus, and as God leads you, I'm going to encourage you, I'm going to compel you, I'm going to invite you to move from where you are. There's something about when you move from that pew to a place up front, that there's just a physical dynamic that happens on a spiritual level. That's all I know to say about it, and God knows how to do that. John, lead us through this again. We're just going to let the Holy Spirit have his way, and we're going to ask him to do whatever he wants to do, because you know what? He came here to do something dynamic in all our lives. Amen? Praise the Lord.